This is Ed McMahon. It's August 19th, and I'm pleased to be back in the Monitor fold. But Johnny Carson and I had ourselves a big time last week at Pennsylvania's Allentown Fair. Quite a day. For Program Fair, actor Peter Lawford, who buries his tennis player image 4 minutes from now. Here's Petula Clark. Don't sleep in the subway.
You wander around on your own, little cloud, when you don't see the white or the wherefore. You walk out on me when we both disagree, 'cause to reason is not what you care for.
For my next act, I'm going to tell you all about a beauty product. Well, don't laugh, because I really know what I'm talking about. It's a shampoo, a really good concentrate shampoo. It's made by the Breck people. It's called Breck Concentrate, not surprisingly, and it's what you might call a family shampoo. My wife Alice found it first for us. And being concentrated, just a little goes a long, long way and makes plenty of lather. Not a bad idea with a bunch of kids around like ours. And being Breck, it's a very good shampoo, full of conditioners and all those things. So it even suits baby fine hair like my daughter Linda's. And it's in a plastic tube, so you don't have to worry about the kids breaking it. We take it with us on the boat in summer for that very reason. I like it because one shampoo for all of us means we don't have all those bottles cluttering up the bathroom shelf. So here's that name again, Breck Concentrate Shampoo, and you'll like it. Peter Lawford, born in England, has had a long career in American films. Along the way, Peter was married and then divorced from Patricia Kennedy, sister of our late presidents. And what's happened to his last move, this engaging actor? Well, Monitor reporter Jay Miller found him back in England wearing several show business hats and looking for a new professional image.
Peter Lawford, you're both a producing executive and an actor in your own film, Salt and Pepper for United Artists. Is there an occasional clash of instincts?
The strange thing you find happening is like, let's say they call an early rap because of light or rain or something. And if you were just an actor, your concern is really not with the producer that you're working for, terribly much because you can get an afternoon off, you know. So if, but on this thing, if you are involved as it were in the other hat of a producer, you know, you don't, you're not too happy when they call it and wrap it early. You run into that all the time. It's kind of amusing.
How does English life strike you now that you're back here again?
I think it's marvelous. It's swinging London as far, because as far as I'm concerned, London's always swung. The girls are beautiful, the miniskirts I love. And it's just the look that London has. You know, you see a miniskirt at home, and people turn around, you know. And here you don't. It's just, there it is. It's a way of life, and they look marvelous. Nobody tries to shove it down your throat.
You've become an American citizen by choice. Did you have any pangs when you took out the citizenship and gave up your British citizenship?
Well, I think you'd have to be a completely insensitive person if you didn't think twice about it. And I didn't for years take it out because my father, who since died, felt very strongly, you know, about it. But, you know, I've lived in America for 30 years and... that's a long discussion, you know. I don't think we have enough time to get into that one.
Is it true that you're now looking for parts in which you can be evil, rotten, calculating, and callous, or in your own words, the kind of guy everybody hates, yet everybody loves?
Yeah, it's true. I did say that. I have done three or four in the last few years and they're fascinating to do. They're much more interesting than being a nice piece of furniture, which I was for years at MGM, you know. Tennis, anyone. You know, you get a little bored with that.
Here's a question which I'm sure has been asked several times, but in retrospect, how did your connection with President Kennedy's family affect your career?
The relationship with the Kennedys didn't help or hinder my career as such. I mean, there were a couple of fly-by-night producers who thought they'd, you know, stick it up on the marquee and cash in on that, which you just don't do. It's bad taste. You know, so those people who shoot the picture and Thailand and record the music under a bridge in Munich, you know, that kind of operation. But no, you just say no, thank you very much. You know.
On a final personal note, you are seeking roles which are evil, rotten, calculating, and callous. Do you have any visions of anything on the horizon for you along that line?
No, I keep poking around, you know, and looking for them, but I'm trying to convince producers who have had to live with this image of the good-looking tennis player, but I'm getting around to it.
Think mean.
That's right. Think rotten.
Think evil, and think of Peter Lawford.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. This is Jay Miller reporting from the set of Salt and Pepper at United Artists at Shepperton in England.
It's 16 minutes after the hour, and you're on the Monitor Beacon.
You've probably heard Hugh Downs on Monitor Radio tell you about a special summer hearing aid value. Well, right now, Zenith is introducing a new tiny hearing aid, the Carlisle. It's the smallest, slimmest eyeglass hearing aid Zenith has ever made. So slender, it's hard to believe there's a quality Zenith hearing aid in the Temple Bar. And you can probably use your present eyeglass frame front. Now's the time to visit Hearing Appliance Center, Incorporated, 3 East 14th Street at 5th Avenue, New York City, while the sounds of summer are on sale. You'll be glad you did. The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Ed McMahon here with a Burt Kempfert melody, a worthy successor to composer Kempfert's Strangers in the Night. Frank Sinatra does this one, too. The World We Knew.
Over and over, I keep going over the world we knew. Once when you turned into gold, but the dream was too much. Oh. for you to hold. Now over and over I keep going over.
Casey at the bat for American Motors. Now you take that Rebel. You can hear things like a big V8, which is 343 cubic inches, and those Ambassadors, which are the all-stars, so to speak. There's still plenty of them, like good, honest four-door sedans. But I understand that the American Motors fellas are selling them pretty fast. So it don't make too much sense to sit around and wait.
Now is the time to see your American Motors Rambler dealer during his hot tag sale.
Now, Monitor Sports with Joe Gargiola.
Can a championship team be like a second division team? Our manager thinks so, and he'll be telling you why after this from Kendall.
If you're driving a super sport, a GT, a T-plus two, I'll get it right, or any of the other new breed of high-performance cars, you know they're patterned after racing cars, and that's why these engines need the new motor oil. Kendall GT1 racing oil. Refined from richest 100% Pennsylvania crude oil, Kendall GT1 meets and beats the most severe test requirements. It lubricates without foaming or thin out at highest RPM. It protects against scuffing and other engine wear. Designed and proven for racing, but recommended for all high-performance cars, whether on city streets or turnpikes. Ask your dealer for GT1 racing oil, refined by Kendall, makers of the official oil at Watkins Glen. Once again, here's Joe.
In 1960, the Pittsburgh Pirates were picked to finish sixth. They won the pennant and the World Series. This year, they were picked to win the pennant and haven't been able to get out of the second division. Recently, Danny Murtaugh came out of retirement to manage the Pirates again, and I asked him about the two teams.
Well, first of all, Joe, I'd like to compare the 1960 ball club and this ball club. I don't think there's two clubs ever assembled in baseball that weren't nearly as like as these two were. Both clubs had speed, they had defense, they had offensive power, and they had several boys on their ball club could hit the ball over the fence. Now, when we in 60 started the season, we thought pitching was going to be a question mark. In 67, we started the season, we thought pitching was going to be a question mark. Now you say, why is the difference? Why did one club win and one club not win? Well, the thing I can say since I have been here, and it possibly happened before I got here, was the fact that in baseball, if you're going to win ball games consistently or go on a prolonged winning streak, by a winning streak, I mean not 10, 15 games in a row, maybe 18 out of 22 or 19 out of 25. That's what we consider a winning streak in baseball. You have to combine three phases of play, namely pitching, defense, and hitting. Well, so far this year, at one time or the other, we have had one of those working for us in a game. But for an overall period of time, we have never been fortunate enough to put the three phases together. And we in baseball know you have to put these three together to ensure winning streaks. Well, in 1960, we had these three working for us, I would say, a greater part of the season. When we didn't get the pitching, we had the outstanding hitting and defense. If our hitting wasn't good, we had the great pitching. So therefore, I would say that the only difference between this ball club and the club we had in 60 was the inability this year to put together the three phases of baseball.
The man Danny Murtaugh succeeded this year was Harry Walker, who was criticized for allowing his players to hold meetings without the manager. Murtaugh said that he'd never been approached about such a meeting when he was managing. Then he said,
I don't know whether I would take a good view of it or a bad view, but if you're asking me that question directly, I can't conceive of Manager Murtaugh letting his clubhouse be used as a meeting place to talk about the ball club without being present. I think meetings are wonderful, but I think when baseball is being discussed, someone should be there. Now, a lot of people have different views. I realize that. I would say it is all in the individual. But I think I'd greatly appreciate it from my ball players if they didn't have meetings without me being there.
That was Pittsburgh Pirates manager Danny Murtaugh. And this is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this for RCA.
There's gotta be a reason.
There's gotta be a reason.
There's gotta be a reason. When you're first in color TV. There's gotta be a reason. And RCA Victor's got a ball.
When you're first in color TV, there's got to be a reason. Like RCA Victor's color preview days. Buy your RCA Victor color TV before September 15th. First payment won't be due till November 15th at participating RCA Victor dealers.
Joe Garagiola, a regular on Monitor Weekends, is also heard Monday through Friday on NBC Radio. Here's a word to the wise. Today, the good jobs go to those with an education. The point is clear. If you're in school, stay there. If you're out of school, visit the youth counselor at your local state employment service or go to a local youth opportunity center. And remember, a good education leads to a good job. Now a message from Canada Dry.
Wink, the sassy one from Canada Dry. Wink, the sassy one from Canada Dry. Wink has grapefruit sparkle, man, it's really hip. Wink is so refreshing, take a sip and you'll flip for Wink, the sassy one. Wink, the drink that's fun from Canada Dry, from Canada Dry.
Here's the sassy thing to do. Watch a professional soccer game free at Yankee Stadium on Saturday, August 26th at 2:30 p.m. between the New York Generals and the Philadelphia Spartans. If you're high school age or under, all you need to get in is a bottle cap from Wink, regular or diet. So pick up a six-pack of Wink and invite five friends to go along. Show up at Gate 7 before 2:30 and let the most refreshing new soft drink of the past 2 years introduce you to one of the most exciting spectator sports there is.
Wink, the sassy one. Wink, the drink that's fun from Canada Dry, from Canada Dry.
Baja Marimba Band, and along comes Mary.
Hello, Dad. Hi, how are you? Fine. Oh, Daddy, I'm so glad we picked this camp. It's just beautiful.
Here are some of the things you can do by long distance. You can chat about little things and seriously discuss important things. You can talk about old times, tell a father he's the greatest, or a mother that you're eating proper meals. You can keep the family feeling going. That's why the Bell system says that long distance is the next best thing to being there.
What? Yes, Dad, I love you too.
Have any friends or family in South and Central Louisiana? Well, they can hear Monitor as easily as you do over WJBO Radio Baton Rouge. Hello, Baton Rouge. I'll return with more of Monitor. This is Ed McMahon.
Monitor never takes a vacation. We're here every weekend on the NBC Radio Network.
Yes, sir, that's my baby.
It was 40 years ago, and the 20s roared with the Charleston, Clappers, and Bootleg Blues. In Bleeding Chicago, Al Capone and Bugs Moran waged a savage gangland war that climaxed in the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Now, 20th Century Fox presents The St. Valentine's Day Massacre, starring Jason Robards, co-starring George Segal. The St. Valentine's Day Massacre, suggested for mature audiences.
Now at Lowe's and other theaters. 86 degrees and cloudy in the metropolitan area. The Conversation Station, WNBC New York.
Ed McMahon here with Monitor 67, featuring this half-hour comedy by Nichols and May. Hugh Downs talking with comedian Godfrey Cambridge. But first, Perry Como, echoing Lot's wife, I Look Back.
You look back to see if I look back. And I look back to see if you look back to see if I look back to see if you were looking back. I look back to see if you look back. When you look back, I felt my heart spring, snap, and heard a thunderclap, and saw the light.
Casey Stengel, and I'm here to explain about American Motors. Now, these here fellas sell three kinds of cars, one of which has recently gotten a lot of news because it's the only U.S.-built compact that lists at import prices. They also make an intermediate-sized car called the Rebel, which is called intermediate-sized because it ain't a compact. Being too big to be called a compact, but it ain't a full-size car, which most people call popular price cars. Now they build a popular price car, too, which is called the Ambassador, and which has what they call a red carpet ride which is very smooth. So now that you know all about American Motors, you should go down and see the fella who is the American Motors Rambler dealer near you.
Well, if that isn't entirely clear, your American Motors Rambler dealer will be glad to explain it all to you, especially now, during his hot tag sale. See him today.
Hugh Downs goes to Cambridge, Godfrey Cambridge, that is, to study party giving and the art of dieting. This portion of Morning Monitor is brought to you by Zenith Hearing Aids. Zenith, where the quality goes in before the name goes on.
Hi, I'm Hugh Downs with news about a special summer hearing aid value. Right now, across the country, Zenith is introducing a new tiny hearing aid, the Carlisle. It's the smallest, slimmest eyeglass hearing aid Zenith has ever made. So slender, it's hard to believe there's a quality Zenith hearing aid in the Temple Bar. And you can probably use your present eyeglass frames. Let your Zenith dealer show you how inconspicuous a hearing aid can be. But do it now. Zenith is offering your dealer a special introductory price so that he can offer you a sensational value. But this is for a limited time only, so act now. And while you're there, see another Zenith value. The tiny behind-the-ear emblem, priced $100 less than you'd expect to pay for Zenith quality. Or ask about the economical Zenith Award at a suggested retail price of only $75. Now is the time to visit your Zenith dealer, while the sounds of summer are on sale. He's listed in the yellow pages under hearing aids.
If you were the publishers of a new book called Put-Ons and Put-Downs by Godfrey Cambridge, and you had to give Mr. Cambridge a party, what kind of a party would it be? Well, you'd have to keep in mind that Godfrey Cambridge is a stage, film, and television actor, that Godfrey Cambridge is a comedian who writes his own sophisticated material and has had articles published in magazines in the United States and Britain. And last but not least, you'd have to remember that Godfrey Cambridge is on a perpetual diet. The only solution would be to give Godfrey Cambridge a truly elegant dinner party. And Godfrey's here to tell us about it now.
Well, most dinner parties are, by definition, considered elegant if they're held at 21 or the ground floor or someplace very posh, or the Colony. But they decided that since my book is called Put-Ons and Put-Downs, that they would redefine très élégant. And it was held in a little bar called the Copper Reel here in New York. And the Copper Reel is sort of a musician's hangout. It's where all the musicians go because they sell what we call soul food, which is Southern cooking, basically, and they have a little sign in the window, a neon sign that says soul food. And I know a lot of people from Iowa or whatever, you know, go, what does that mean, Martha? I don't know, must be something religious. And soul food just means cornbread and smothered steak and chitlins and pork chops and fried chicken and collard greens and ham hocks. So they gave me my très élégant party there, and they wrote out the menu in French, and we had a smash affair. What greater put on, because you bring people and you throw them in, and they're introducing the book, you know, and it is a put-on, you know, so that what we did was we had a marvelous time. Because everybody came in and relaxed rather than that sort of enforced formality where everyone's sounding like Oscar Wilde. Well, I remember in the book review in 1937.
Now, you lost a whole bunch of poundage, I know. Yeah. And how does chitlins and southern fried chicken fit in with that diet?
Well, I'm always aware, now that I have successfully dieted, I've really dealt with the problem, found out why I was eating. I found out under hypnosis through the care of a psychiatrist, found out why I was eating, and stopped eating. And now I have it in control, so I am the master of what I take in. I know what I eat. If I want to go wild today, fine. Have 3,000 calories, fine.
But you're not going to do it every day.
But I'm not going to do it tomorrow, you see. And I get to a point where my manager's always grabbing me, saying, the restaurant's that way, idiot. Restaurant. Because I forget, you know, because I have such an active schedule that I have my pot of yogurt in the morning, and I'll go and keep going. They say, hey. I said, what? He says, you have a headache? Yes, headache. Eat. I said, oh, that's right. I got to eat. And tell you something that's interesting. Good. I'm wearing here today mustard slacks and a green sport jacket, right? And I just did a movie called The President's Analyst, and all my wardrobe from the movie, they made a deal for a special low-cut price. They give me all these fancy clothes, right? Now, I've had the wardrobe for 2 weeks, and the wardrobe doesn't fit, and it's getting bigger. I got about 30 more pounds to go. So I'm going to call them up when I go out to the West Coast in a couple of weeks and give them back the suits.
That's wild.
So I don't know, if I don't pay the bill and I give them back the suits, does that make me an Indian receiver or what?
Indian receiver. Great talking with you. Godfrey King.
Thanks, you.
Thank you, and good luck to you with that. You don't need it, but I'll wish it. On book put-ons and put-downs. And hope to see you again soon.
Thank you, brother. Stay well, go well.
This is Hugh Downs for Monitor.
Now this for Zenith hearing aids. Here's news about a special summer hearing aid value, the tiny new Zenith Carlisle hearing aid. This is the smallest, slimmest eyeglass hearing aid Zenith has ever made. And for a limited time, it's being offered to your Zenith dealer at a special introductory price so that he can offer it to you as a sensational value. There's a Zenith hearing aid dealer near you, listed in the yellow pages. Ask him to show you the new Zenith Carlisle now while the sounds of summer are on sale.
Hugh Downs and his guests are heard weekends here on the Monitor Beacon.
You've probably heard Hugh Downs, as you just did on Monitor Radio. Well, right now, Zenith is introducing a new tiny hearing aid, the Carlisle. It's the smallest, slimmest eyeglass hearing aid Zenith has ever made. So slender, it's hard to believe there's a quality Zenith hearing aid in the Temple Bar. And you can probably use your present eyeglass frame front. So let Suffolk County Hearing Aid Center, with offices in Smithtown and Patchogue, Suffolk, Long Island, show you how inconspicuous a hearing aid can be. But do it now, because for a limited time only, they're offering a special introductory price on this tiny new Carlisle. And while you're there, see any of the other 18 Zenith Living Sound hearing aids. Now's the time to visit Suffolk County Hearing Aid Center with offices in Smithtown and Patchogue, Suffolk, Long Island, while the sounds of summer are on sale. You'll be glad you did. The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Monitor music at 15 minutes before the hour. The Doodletown Pipers sing a summer song.
Please, where the summer goes, showing up the things as we walk on.
Company Chorale, under the direction of John Philip Azusa, will be unable to perform today due to a rare epidemic of laryngitis. However, Mr. Keenan Wynn, who is not related to the Wynn Oil Company people, has graciously agreed to fill in. Are you ready?
Ready!
ready.
For hot weather, longer than average weekend and vacation driving, get Wynn's new Charge.
Charge!
In your crankcase, new Charge.
Charge!
Ensures full engine compression.
Compression!
Prevents oil burning.
Burning!
Gives your car total power.
Total power.
So switch to Charge. Wherever you get gas or service, ask for Wynn's new Charge. And keep your car going strong. It's made by Wynn.
No relation.
Of Azusa.
Azusa, California. The keep your car going strong capital of the world.
Next, Mike Nichols and Elaine May on Monitor Comedy Time, brought to you today by 1 Hour Martinizing, the most in dry cleaning. Nichols and May will be here in just a moment. You know, your children won't like to hear this, Mom, but school will be starting soon. And now's the time to bring your family's school clothes to your neighborhood 1 Hour Martinizing dry cleaner. He offers you quality cleaning at thrifty prices. And Martinizing is safe, odorless, gentle. You'll be pleased with the way everything comes back to you, expertly pressed and looking and feeling fresh and clean, just like new again. And with 1 Hour Martinizing special care, you enjoy extras, too. Cuffs and pockets are thoroughly clean. Minor repairs and button replacements are made without charge. Stains and spots are treated before dry cleaning to prevent setting. Sweaters and knits are given special handling. And remember, with nationally franchised Martinizing, there's never an extra charge for 1 hour service. So, grade school, high school, or college, rely on 1 hour Martinizing to get your back-to-school goers off to a fresh start. Now, Nichols and May, an adventure involving one of their favorite props, the telephone.
Can I help you?
I don't know the room exactly. I'd like to speak to Miss Leslie Fleen.
Leslie Fleen?
Yes, that's right. Fleen with a W.
Will you spell that?
F-W-E-E-N, Fleen.
Leslie Fleen? Did she just check in?
No, she's been there for quite a while now.
Leslie Fleen, what room number was that?
Well, I'm afraid I don't know.
We have a Miss Leslie Fleen registered in room 281.
Yeah, would you ring her, please?
Just a moment. Hmm?
Is this the room with Miss Fleen?
Oh, who is this?
Leslie, is this you?
Who are you calling?
This is Arthur.
Arthur? Yeah?
Who is this?
What do you want? Oh. What are you calling for? It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. What do you want?
Look, would you just get the operator back for me? I think she rang the wrong room.
Well, why not get the operator for you? What do I do to get...
Just jiggle the hook.
Jiggle it?
Yes, please.
Operator.
Although, operator, I asked to speak to Miss Fleen, and I think you rang the wrong room.
What room were you calling?
Well, I didn't know when I started, but you told me it was room 281.
Room 281? One moment.
Well, just a minute. Operator, hello?
Hello?
I'm sorry, madam. Would you jiggle the hook again, please?
Well, who is this?
No, look, we just went through a whole thing. Could you just jiggle it, please?
Well, you didn't call every 5 minutes and ask me to jiggle the hook?
No, I'm not. I'm sorry. The operator made a mistake. I really feel terrible about it. I won't trouble you again, really. I'm very sorry.
Operator.
Hello, operator. Look, please don't connect me with room 281 again.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Listen, I'm calling Miss Leslie Fleen.
Leslie Fleen.
I do not know what room she's in. She is definitely not in room 281. Now, could you please find out what room she is in and ring it for me? Thank you.
How do you spell that last name?
F-W-E-E-N.
Has she been here very long?
Well, I don't know, operator. We went through all this about 20 minutes ago.
That was not me, sir.
I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. We have a Leslie Fleen in room 281.
No, miss, please do not ring to room 281. Now, this is what's happened. The other operator rang room 281 on two occasions, and there's a young businesswoman in there that is not Miss Fleen.
Do you want to speak to Leslie Fleen?
Yes, please.
Just one moment. Hello?
Hello, darling. I've been trying like crazy to get a hold of you.
Arthur?
Yes.
Where have you been, honey?
Well, I've been calling and calling. I couldn't
operator.
Reach...
Operator.
Operator, thank
Hello?
You. I have the room now.
Hello?
Darling, I've been trying to reach
Hello?
You.
Hello?
Can't you hear me?
Hello, operator.
Darling.
Operator.
Operator.
Operator, I was just connected.
Operator.
Who are you speaking to?
Can anybody hear me?
It was an outside call,
oh.
Operator.
Oh.
Mike Nichols and Elaine May on Monitor Comedy Time. A Monitor tip for house cleaning time. The family dishwasher can come in handy for outside the kitchen jobs. How about glass shelves from the bathroom medicine cabinet or glass light fixtures from ceilings throughout the house? You put them in the dishwasher, they'll come out bright and sparkling clean. And here's another tip. Going camping, fishing, or hunting on a weekend trip? Go first class. Borrow the equipment you need to enjoy your vacation from your local A to Z rental center and at reasonable rates. You borrow tents, campers, trailer hitches, car top sleepers, sleeping bags, air mattresses, camp cots, you name it. Look in the yellow pages under rental service for the A to Z rental center near you. Borrow anything your heart desires from A to Z. A to Z rental center, that is. Gentleman named Walter Wanderley who's kind of captured the great American sound, the John Antonio Carlos Jobim sound, with Vic Damone's good song on the south side of Chicago.
Wow, Martha, has my kissing booth been busy? I'm all puckered out. It's Marvy. The men keep coming back. Last year, they only shook hands. Now I'm a femme fatale. I still observe the 3-second time limit. The only thing different about me is my toothpaste. Wait, Martha, that's it. My new ultra-bright toothpaste, it works. It's true. Ultra-bright gives your mouth sex appeal. New ultra-bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. New ultra-bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright Toothpaste. A taste so wildly refreshing, you know your breath is the freshest, your teeth the brightest. That's sex appeal. And that's Ultra Bright.
Holy pucker. After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
You're with Monitor, covering the weekend world. And that means that NBC News on the Hour keeps you informed. This is Ed McMahon.
Keep to the latest news now. It's on the air. Keep to Bucksport and view now from everywhere.
Maybe your grandfather will remember an old song on a Saturday night. He may also remember when he danced on Saturday night at Roseland. Well, it's a little different today. Now they dance on Saturday afternoon, too. Dedicated dance lovers who can't make it in the evening indulge their love of dancing at the Saturday matinee from 1:45 to 6 p.m. The usual Saturday night soiree begins at 8. On Sunday, dancing is continuous all day from 3:30 p.m. But no matter when you come to Roseland Dance City for the first time, the reaction is the same. You walk into a sensationally spacious ballroom that must stop you in your tracks. You glide out onto the largest, smoothest dance floor you've ever seen and dance to the finest dance music in the land. That's the ticket at Roseland. Now, that ticket is only $2 complete. Incidentally, restaurant and bar prices are surprisingly modest. So today, tonight, tomorrow, take your mate or date for your dancing delight to Roseland Dance City on 52nd Street just west of Broadway. That's Roseland Dance City, the world's most famous and famously air-conditioned ballroom. You're listening to The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.